If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
There you are.
Here I am. I'm chuckling that something went on in the stock market today. I'm kind of privately giggling. Nobody in our audience will understand it, but the big boys got their hands slapped today, and it's just making me smile.
All right, it's making you giggle. Tell us, explain to us what's going on.
At one point today, the stock market was down 500 points. It closed, I think, down about 160 on the Dow. But you know how everybody's been... People that don't understand artificial intelligence, people that aren't invested in it, are all going, wait a minute, is that going to take our jobs? And Wall Street says, no, it's not going to take your jobs. No, it's going to make us more efficient, more productive. It's going to be great for everyone. You okay? Well, turns out that all the smart money guys on the street had put together a lot of deals with private equity and private credit, revolving around software companies. That was the hot thing. You and I never hear about that stuff. You know what I mean? We know about tech companies. We know that's the headline stuff. But the insiders, the big money guys, were doing private equity and tech deal and private credit deals in the field called business software. And all of a sudden, someone woke up and said, wait a minute, this is going to put software programmers out of work. Not that they care about the software programmers so much, but their deals were suddenly underwater. Now, what makes me laugh is because these are the same private credit and private equity deals that they've been trying to get permission to load into 401k plans and let the ordinary little guy get a chance to invest in private equity and private credit. You see, those are very illiquid deals, and they were looking for a way out anyway. Now, their biggest hot deals are all crashing, and there's a company called Blue Owl, you're going to hear it, you know, down 50%, and KKR and Apollo and BlackRock all down 5 or 10%. These are the smart money guys are having their lunch handed to them today.
And you like that.
And well, because the minute they said, let's get the administration, we got a new administration here, to allow private equity and private credit in 401k plans. I wrote a column that very day saying, oh, no, this is just how they want to dump this stuff on you. These are illiquid markets. This is not a good idea. But this is their way out, because once you're in these things, there's no public market to sell it. And when everybody decides to get out at once, then the companies that did all these deals, which they can't get rid of, now their stocks are going down. So, yeah, it's pretty sophisticated stuff, but I'm not that sophisticated. I'm just sitting here reading the headlines and going, ha, 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 you didn't get a chance to dump it on all of us unsuspecting 401k investors. You guys are going to have to fight yourselves. And the other thing is, Bitcoin has taken a real dive.
I don't get that at all.
73. You don't even have to get it. The whole fact is there are a bunch of real smart guys. They're all over CNBC. You got to buy these Bitcoins. You got to hold on to them. We're going to make a fund with this. We're going to do this. We're getting a new administration that's going to allow Bitcoin and everything. All of a sudden, Bitcoin is falling flat on its face too. So I'm sorry if that's what you own, but it's really mostly the smart money guys that are, I think, maybe for the moment, can't laugh, can't dance on their graves, but for the smart money guys have just for a moment outsmarted themselves.
Well, for the dumb money guys, what about gold and silver? Should we sell our our gold? I just found some gold in a drawer today. It's a little box of gold.
That was last week's best story. I wrote two columns. One was like, what's going on? And the other, they're both up at terrysavage.com. And the other one was...
I'm looking at it right now, yes.
Okay. So, first of all, gold has bounced back. It's, last I looked, about $49.50. You know, it was at $5,500, I think was the high. And it dropped a lot, has bounced back. Silver, I'll have to check, but I think it's about 85 cents today. It's come back, but it was up, I think, 113 or maybe even higher. Those were wild speculative frenzies. Then they're two different things. Gold is, oh my gosh, what's going on in the United States, foreign central banks buy gold, and they just say, I mean, they show their fear of everything you see in the headlines. Those are strong holders. You can be sure they were in there buying on the dip. Silver is much more, it has a lot of use in technology.
Oh, there's yeah.
A new battery coming, supposedly, that's going to use, I forget how many ounces of silver, troy ounces of silver in each battery. So silver has some tech usage. But we are now at the very speculative level. The point I made is that right now these markets are so volatile, and on the industrial side, the smelters are so overwhelmed with this volatility and the pipeline of recycled silver, in particular recycled, that you're not going to get a real good price for grandma's candelabra or the sterling silver flat where you inherited.
Right.
So you might want to hold off a little bit on that.
And, you know, you said a lot of silver is being used in the tech world. That's what the robots are going to be built with.
They won't be sterling silver robots, you know,
right.
but there is an industrial use for silver. I think this thing has a way to go. I personally believe and have for a long time believed that gold prices would go higher, but I also said out loud, please, not now. People started saying, okay, I'm going to buy now. It's $5,321 or whatever. I said, wait, not right now.
And I know this is old news, but if somebody finds like a big coffee can full of pennies, what are we supposed to do with them?
Oh, well, the pennies are going to become more valuable. Silver, junk silver coins, remember? Before 1964,
yeah, I don't
dimes
remember
and quarters
that.
had 90% silver in them. So those have a certain value. I don't know how the penny thing is literally going to shake out because they're heavy. And it takes, there's a cost for any buyers of pennies to move them. I mean, if it's one thing to move a bar of gold,
yeah,
it's going to be a big heavy weight in your pocket, but you can move it. But a giant jar of pennies is, you know, worth maybe $60 or $70. The penny will be worth more than the penny at some point, but a lot of it's going to come out of the piggy banks of the world.
Well, good to know. Thank you. I'm going to hang on to those and the sterling silver set. That was my grandma's. You're a mind reader.
Did I know that? Hang on for a while.
Yes, I will. You can go to terrysavage.com and all this information. She's got great information all over that website. Thank you so much, Terry. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Wendy.